Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
This week, how are you? That's it. I was thinking about this and like, I just wanted to take a second and check in, both metaphorically with our listeners. How are you? Take a second. Think about yourself. Check in with yourself. But also, Erica, Amy, it's been a while since we talked. How are you?
Oh, man, it's so funny because it's such a simple question. And usually people answer, oh, I'm good, which is fine. But it's an important, like, first discussing the question itself, I think it's a good question. And I always genuinely am happy to know what friends are up to. Secondly, I had a very lovely winter break. Christmas and the sort of holidays were great. My younger sister, Adina, got proposed to by her boyfriend. And she said yes. And we're all very, very happy. We're very, very, very happy. We really like this guy. So, yeah, I'm thrilled about that. I got a new brother-in-law for Christmas, a future brother-in-law. And that's like the best present ever for me. And New Year's Eve was fantastic. I would have loved if you two had been there. We had a party. The theme was class and comfort.
Ooh.
Yes, it was fancy because it's New Year's Eve, but also it was a big year, so we were all very cozy.
Nice.
Yeah, so kigurumis with top hats and party dresses with bunny slippers. It was really lovely. We decked out the living room. It ended up looking kind of like a circus, big top. I put it on Twitter and Instagram, and we ended up raising with the stream about $3,000 for Take This, which is a nonprofit that supports mental health awareness.
Yeah,
they have the AFK rooms at conventions, and they have a great. And if any of you are looking, there is a really, really good sort of flow chart for finding resources for mental health. So, yeah, they're a great organization, and we're so glad that we got to work with them. So, and Alienware helped sponsor that endeavor, which is really sweet of them.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's freaking amazing. I have so many questions, which I going to save for a future episode because I was already planning to spring a talk about parties on you just from watching this from afar.
Oh my gosh, I have so much to talk about for parties. Sometimes we'll talk about parties. But yes,
this is such a good question, and it's such an important question, and it is a difficult one because it can take you by surprise, because there can be a gap where when someone asks you and you're like, I am not sure how to answer. Sometimes that's the best information you get about yourself. And if no one had stopped to ask, or if you didn't stop to ask, you can make it pretty far before you realize something's not right in Denmark, you know?
Yeah.
I'm lucky. I'm doing well right now. But Travis, how are you?
You know, I'm doing simultaneously well and very stressed out. I started with a new family practice doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked this question where he was like, how are you doing? Anything to, and I was like, you know, honestly, like between my antidepressants, which have been working very well, thankfully, and like therapy, which has been working very well, and just in general, like health and life and stuff, I've been fine. But that's not to say that there aren't minor things. For example, in the background right now, you might hear my dogs playing with each other. I got a second dog.
You got a second dog?
I did. Her name is Lily, and she is a giant, and she's lovely, and she's great. But she's like a 50-pound, like, hound-shepherd mix. She's about 1 year old, and she is wonderful and lovely. But I've never had, like, a big dog before, and it brings with it, like, a whole new thing. A lot of little stresses, and we're potty training BB. So, like, simultaneously, like, now you can hear my dogs playing with a toy together. And so, you know, there's, like, minor stresses, but in general, everything's great. I've been learning a new skill, sous vide cooking.
Oh, I've been seeing those. I love, the sous vide is so good. It just makes everything perfect.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, here's what it is. It sounds, I'm going to describe it in a way, because I've yet to figure out a way to make it sound like the magic it is. But okay. Basically, you buy this thing that, like, raises water temperature. You put it, like, attach it to the side of any bucket of water, and it raises water temperature to a set temperature. And then you vacuum seal whatever you're cooking in bags and submerge it in the water. And the water, because it's submerged in the water, it brings it to whatever temperature the water is and keeps it there.
And so, perfectly.
Like, if you're doing a steak, right, instead of, like, if you were pan frying it or grilling it or whatever, where to get the center to a certain temperature, you end up cooking it, like, the outside more.
Mm-hmm.
This cooks the whole steak at one temperature throughout. So, like, if you want to cook the steak to medium rare, it makes the whole steak medium rare. Or, even better, which I just did salmon, and salmon, it's really easy to dry out when you're cooking it. But because it's all sealed in a bag and submerged in water, it doesn't dry out. There's nowhere for, like, the water or whatever moisture to go. So it cooks it thoroughly without drying it out. It's amazing.
What's the trade-off? Time? Trouble?
It's time. I mean, it's time. It's like I made ribs and it was like a 26-hour thing. So, like,
you
have to think ahead and say, like, I think on Saturday I'm going to want this for dinner. But if you can think that far ahead, it's amazing. I just made duck breast tonight. And that was only an hour and a half. So not all of it is that long. I would say in general it's like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So you have to think a little bit ahead. But it's so worth it.
Also, you don't have to monitor it during.
Exactly.
You just leave it and go do whatever it is you want to do and come back later, which is great.
It's amazing.
That is a great new skill to have. It is, it's a delicious skill.
Right? Like, especially, I have a 2-year-old running around, and, like, I worry about her, like, knocking stuff over, or, like, me, you know, opening and closing hot ovens. But with the sous vide, it's a bucket of water tucked away on the countertop. I don't have to worry about it. And, like I said, I have a giant dog now, so I can't just, like, put stuff in a slow cooker, because she'll jump up and, like, sniff at the slow cooker or whatever. But if it's vacuum sealed in a bag and a bucket of water, she doesn't care about it. It's fine. It's great.
I feel like
in a block of cement under some ice in the backyard.
Yes, it could be really hidden. I feel like we couldn't seek sponsorship from the sous vide companies for this podcast.
But if anyone's listening, man, hit me up because I'm just excited to learn new recipes.
But Amy, you said I'm good, and then moved on. But you traveled a bit this holiday season, and you played some RPGs. Yes,
I did. Let's see. I had very good holidays. Which will probably be familiar to many of our viewers. I am a mix of very happy to be back and very not ready to be back at work.
Yes.
I had wonderful vacation times, but also there was a great deal going on in them. So there's also that mix of, like, I'm rested, but I'm not that rested.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting because it's easy to sort of be like, oh, I should have done this, or maybe I would feel that way. This is the podcast where we can talk about this stuff. And it's okay. Like, this balance, I crammed a lot of stuff in over this break, and I'm really glad about it. I got to see some family. I got to see some places I hadn't been. And it was really, really lovely. And I'm a little tired, and that's okay, because that's the trade-off. Like, I knew going in that was likely to be the result, and it was super worth it. So, yeah.
I will also say, along with, like, because I will talk about BB all day and all night, I got to do, like, Christmas morning, like, in our house, where, like, she came down and, like, we had set up presents for her and stuff, and, like, you know, Santa had brought some presents and, like, everything was lit up, and she, like, put her hands on, like, either side of, like, on her face and went, oh, as she looked at everything. And I know it was the friggin' best. It made me so happy, y'all.
That sounds so satisfying.
Oh, it was so great. Oh, it was exactly what I wanted.
Oh, well, happy holidays, everybody. I'm really glad to be back with all of you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.